Morning, guys. Welcome to the Hartford City Church Daily Podcast for this special week of the Daniel Fast. We are here today talking about the Word of God and giving you some encouragement for the day to start your 30 minutes of scripture meditation and reading. And I hope that this has been an encouragement to you. I know it's been an encouragement to me. Yesterday, we were in the book of Matthew in a section of Jesus' teaching called the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew chapter 6. And my mind was really drawn to some other passages in this text as well. So I want to talk a little bit about helping those who are in need today. And today is a little different. I want to challenge you not to just meditate on the Word, but to think about what you can do today to help someone who's in need. So this is day four. Day four, we have a challenge for you that when you're done listening to this podcast, you will decide on some action, maybe even something small that you can do to help someone else. So what motivates this kind of idea? Well, let me share with you. It's from Matthew chapter 6. It's the first four verses, and this is what it says. Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets, to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. You know, everyone has different ways that they give. A lot of us, when we give a church, we put our money in an offering plate or a bucket or a bag or whatever they have. Sometimes people come forward and give it. Sometimes people sit in their seats and give it. Today, of course, we can give online. We can give from our phones. With a click of a button, we can give to anyone, anywhere, to any cause, anytime that we want. But the principle of giving, as Jesus lays out, is that we're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it for publicity, for recognition, but there is something to our giving that should be secret. And I think sometimes we miss that as Christians. Sometimes what we give is what God has laid on our heart to give, and nobody else really needs to know about it. The right hand doesn't even need to know what the left hand is doing, or vice versa. Jesus goes on to talk about prayer in the same way. He says, when you pray, don't stand out in the synagogues and the street corners to be seen by others, but go into your room, close the door, pray to your Father. You know, there's something about our relationship with God that doesn't have to be on display. He just says the same thing about fasting. He goes on to say, when you fast, don't look somber and disfigure your face and try to show everyone, oh, I'm fasting, look at me, I'm fasting. But he said, rather, look like you normally do, you know, put oil on your head, wash your face, so that it won't be obvious what you're doing. And then he says, your Father, he sees what is done in secret, and he will reward you. So many times we're looking for the praise of other people, aren't we? Man, it's like, how many likes did I get on Facebook? How many likes did I get on my picture on Instagram? You know, how many people have viewed my Snapchat video, this, that, or the other? You know, that's some, we're looking for instant gratification, instant feedback, instant affirmation, really. And sometimes it's sad to see that we're not getting enough of that from the real people that are in our lives, from people around us who can encourage us, talk to us, help us. There's something about secrecy that we've kind of lost in a world where everything is public and everything's on the internet and every picture, every thought, everything that we eat. You know, sometimes I feel weird posting pictures myself. I admit I'm the first one to be involved in all of this as well, because I want people to see the exciting things we're doing at church or the amazing things in El Salvador or Mexico or somewhere else. But really, maybe there's a picture that doesn't need to be taken. Yeah, sit with that for a minute. Maybe there's a picture that doesn't need to be taken. Maybe there's a thought that doesn't need to be posted. Maybe there's a feeling that doesn't need to be shared through a video. Maybe there are moments and times in our lives where we turn off the cameras and we simply exist and absorb that moment. And the only memory of it will live inside of us and inside the other people that we shared that memory with. You know, there's something about protecting people and not exploiting them. And I think that's why Jesus says when we give to the needy, not only for our own spiritual health and welfare, but for the sake of the people we're helping, they don't need to be on display. We don't need to exploit them. I certainly don't think it's wrong to post a picture, and you'll see many on our Instagram, of people that I've had the pleasure of working with and ministering with and baptizing and sharing food and life with. It's part of the sharing the joy of life. But I do find myself realizing there are moments that I won't post. So there are many, many more moments that you won't see. Maybe they're holy, maybe they're sacred, because in that moment, it's just about something between me and God and maybe that person that no one else can see. So today, I think, would be great as a discipline if each one of you decided that you were going to do something for someone, especially someone in need. We know there's all kinds of need in the world, so I encourage you to think of someone who has a need. Could be a financial need, physical need, emotional need, whatever. God will bring it to your mind what the need of that person is. And then I encourage you to go and to do something for them, to give them something. But as far as you're able, do it in secret. Do it in a way that no one else knows about it, and in a way that only you and God kind of know what's going on. And I think that you'll find it a very rewarding and blessed experience. So even now as I'm talking, I want you all to think about someone that you could help today. Okay, have you got it? Have you got that person in mind yet? All right, it's not hard. Maybe the first person that jumped to your mind is the person you should help. Maybe you just saw somebody walking down the street or on the side of the road and they look like they need help. Maybe you've seen someone today and you kind of walked by them, but you're like, maybe they need something. Anyone that comes to your mind, whether you know them or you don't know them, and think about a way that you can do something that is in secret. Also, another way to give, I know a lot of us like to give financially as we're able, and I talked about all the different ways we do that. Here's a fun thing. When you give in cash, it really is anonymous. I mean, you don't necessarily get the tax credit for it. You don't get the number next to your name. Even giving online, it records you somehow giving that money. But here's the thing. What if you wanted to help some organization or person or people in need? You know, just give them some cash. Just give them some cash. Try to do it anonymously. You know, just see if there's a way that you can just bless someone without getting any credit for it. And then also encourage you this week as you're continuing to pray to remember that as you're praying in secret, that God sees what you pray. God hears what you pray. God sees your life. He knows you, and you don't have to go around telling everybody about all of the problems and things that you're dealing with, because your Father in heaven knows. He's got you. He really does. He sees your life. He knows your needs. He hears your prayers, and God has got you. And just remember that that's who we're really supposed to focus on, is God and His opinion of us, which is that He loves us and He delights in us. And any rewards, you know, praise, adulation that we're going to get will come from God Himself, and it will come in His time and in His way. So again, I hope that encourages you all today. I hope you have a blessed day. Get out there and incognito help someone in need. God bless you all.